Lord, often we struggle to hear your voice in the competing sounds of our world. Speak to us now as we've heard your word read and proclaimed, that as we listen you will inspire us, that as we struggle you will strengthen us, and as we respond you will lead us. Amen. Last week we looked at the parables of the kingdom. This week we move on and we are invited to taste the kingdom through the well-known story of the feeding of the 5,000 men, women and children. And from now on I'm going to try and say the huge crowd. We glimpse what heaven can be like. And every time I read this story in whatever gospel, I remember my Sunday school days and being told the story of a small boy who gave away his picnic. The boy was excited that his mum had said he could go and hear a rabbi speak who was teaching in the area. His mum had even given him a picnic to eat as he was hearing the rabbi teach. The boy had heard about the great stories the rabbi told, and he wanted to hear them for himself. So he set off with a spring in his step, even though he knew it would take a couple of hours to get to the place where he knew the rabbi was going to be. When he arrived at Lake Galilee, he saw people gathered around the shoreline. He could just manage to see the rabbi standing in a boat. He makes his way through the crowd and finds a place on the hillside where he could see and hear. The time passed quickly as I listened to what the rabbi had to say, the stories he told, and how God loved them all. Just then the boy noticed some of the rabbi's friends who had come with him were asking if anyone had any food, as the day was getting on and people were getting hungry. And there was nowhere to go and get any food. The boy did not know what made him say anything, but he said, "I've got 5 loaves and 2 fish." He knew it wasn't much, but he felt he had to share it. One of the friends invited him to come and meet the rabbi. So he followed the man down the hill to the boat where the rabbi was. And he said to the rabbi, "I have not got much, but you can share what I have." The rabbi thanked him, said a blessing over the food, and told his friends to take the food out to the people. The boy was amazed to see that all in the large crowd got something to eat. He was even more amazed to see that when the leftovers were collected up, there were 12 baskets full. He could not wait to get home to tell his mum all that had happened that day. The story of the feeding of the huge crowd is one of the few biblical stories to actually appear in all 4 Gospels, in some version or not. Matthew does not tell us where the 5 loaves and 2 fishes do come from. We get the idea from John's Gospel. But I think it's worth knowing perhaps where they could have come from, because this small boy shows us how as a church we should be, excited to hear what Jesus has to teach us, excited to share what we have, and excited to share what we hear with others. The boy could not keep what he had to himself. He needed to share it. It may be worth bearing in mind that as we start this feeding of the huge crowd, it follows 2 blows to Jesus' own ministry. He's hurting. He's been rejected in his hometown of Nazareth. He faces rejection. And then he has the terrible news that Herod has murdered John the Baptist, Jesus' cousin. Jesus wants to be alone, as any of us would want to be alone perhaps at a time like that. But at the same time, he still finds he can give compassion, reveals God's power that is within him. The miracle of this feeding combines a tapestry of themes. Unlike the disciples, Jesus is not alarmed by their practical demands of providing food for so many. The disciples just want to send them all home. Jesus is happy to keep them there and feed them. He acts in harmony with God, and to show how hungry people can be fed from very little. He reveals his control over the basic matter of creation as the bread and the fish multiply in the people's hands as it goes out. We perhaps can feel this action recalled Moses providing manna in the wilderness, a place of encounter with God. And again, here we have another place of encounter. And of course, these words link us to the sharing of the Eucharist, which we will do later in our service today. But this meal foreshadows the feast of God's kingdom, the kingdom we learnt about last week, where compassion enables sharing so that all are fed, and the leftovers reveals God's generous provision over and above what is needed. Unlike Herod, Jesus is a host who respects his guests, organises his banquet well. Yes, the numbers are large. And yes, as we've noted, Matthew adds the note of women and children as well as the 5,000 men. But it shows that all are invited to sit down and share in an inclusive celebration of God's provision. These guests are the crowd from the towns of Galilee, maybe even further afield, perhaps places where hunger is normal, where maybe they only get one meal a day. Again, there is a contrast with Herod's banquet, which is only for the elite. Jesus shows God's concern to care for everyone and to honour them. Bread is the simplest of food. Every nation, every country has its own version. Here we see it being used to fulfil a very basic need. But in that act, we see God's love shown for all. In what must have been seen as a dramatic event to what was going, it was against a more dramatic backdrop of a political atmosphere, the Roman invasion, a puppet king of Herod, and yet Jesus simply organises a meal for a multitude in the wilderness, sign of compassion, a lesson to the disciples and a lesson to us. Take note, those all the elders, but especially the elders to be looked to later. This is how we are called to serve, with love and compassion, to meet the needs of all those we meet in the simplest of ways. In a world that seems to want to pull itself apart, we live in a world where stabbings, robberies, even walls seem to be the normal. The hatred of people. But that is not how we are supposed to treat others. We are called to use the power to freely share the bread as a symbol of food to sustain the body and the soul. The taste of heaven, which gives us the hope that we can change the world in some small way. We see that everyone is given a taste of heaven. In the story of the feeding of the large, huge crowd, what doesn't seem to be enough in the first place is made more than enough. As with 12 baskets left over of food, which reminds us in heaven there is food for all. The 12 baskets at the end of the feeding of the crowd represent, first of all, the 12 tribes of Israel, then the 12 apostles, who perhaps most importantly of all, of God's abundant, overflowing provision of love, showing that nothing is lost. Everyone who is invited is an honoured guest. To God's abundant feast, we are invited here and now. As we give thanks and receive it, it becomes a moment when God teaches us how to share ourselves open-heartedly with others around us. Amen.